A military wife says Naval Hospital Jacksonville left 3 centimeters of a needle in her spine when she gave birth there over a decade ago. Her lawyer says the U.S. government now has 6 months to respond to the claim or he'll file a lawsuit. Jacksonville lawyer Sean Cronin is pointing to his client's CT scans displayed on an easel in his boardroom.
As the medical provider jammed the needle through the space here.
The images show a thin white line sticking out of the bottom of her spine.
We're filing a claim against Naval Hospital Jacksonville for medical malpractice, fraud, and negligent concealment.
Amy Bright, who now lives in Texas, says her husband was stationed in Jacksonville in 2003 when she had her third child, Jacob, by C-section. She says ever since, she's had chronic back pain that shoots down her leg.
It's on fire. It hurts.
And it wasn't until last year she found out why. There's part of a needle in her back, something her delivery team didn't mention, she says.
They would have said, hey, I'm sorry. I made a huge mistake. Let's fix it. But instead, they didn't tell me.
Cronin says a federal judge will decide an appropriate award. If she doesn't get a favorable judgment, he says he'll file suit. A Navy spokeswoman referred WJCT to the Department of Justice. A spokeswoman with DOJ declined comment. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.